Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we will continue in our current series of studies, The Power of Prayer, and today we wish to consider the model prayer. The so-called Lord's Prayer, as given to the disciples, is really a model. We should model our prayers after that. We will study it in detail. In Luke chapter 11, in verse 1 we read there, "And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, When ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so on earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." And this is all the Apostle Luke gives us in his book in connection with the so-called Lord's Prayer. Now Matthew goes farther. He introduces the subject of this model prayer by saying these words, "When ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be ye not therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask him. After this manner," and you notice the word please, "after this manner, therefore pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Now this is a model prayer. "After this manner, pray ye." Now you notice please that he asks us, as we pray, to remember that we're praying to our Father which is in heaven, and his name is hallowed. I think that in our private prayers, we should always remind ourselves into whose presence we are coming. God is listening to us, and we should come into his presence with reverence. And the person who prays this prayer will be a person of reverence. "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." We should never forget to whom we are praying, and conduct ourselves and speak advisedly when we're in his presence, because he is listening. Believe me, he is listening. And then the person who prays this prayer is also a person of faith. "Thy kingdom come." Well, it isn't here yet, is it? The person who prays this prayer says, "Thy kingdom come." Now, you notice, please, the person is interested in God's will, in God's advantage, in God's glory. "Thy kingdom come." Now, in this model prayer, we're concerned, first of all, with God's glory and God's purposes in this earth. "Thy kingdom come." Now that takes faith. It would seem from the world that we're living in that that kingdom will never come. But believe me, it will come. Our Lord Jesus Christ is coming back to this earth, and he's going to reign on this earth right where we live and breathe for 1,000 years. And we believe that that coming kingdom must be very near, for certainly his patience with mankind and his rule must be exhausted. "Thy kingdom come." The person who prays this prayer will be a man of faith. "Thy kingdom come." It is coming. We're expecting it, and we should pray to that end. And then person who prays this prayer will be a man of obedience. "Thy will be done." Not my will, but thy will. What is your will, Lord? I want to do it. not because I have to, but because I love you as my Father. The one who gave his Son to die on the cross of Calvary to take away my sin. That's to whom I am praying. And certainly the man who prays this prayer will be a man of obedience. Thy will be done. Thy will be done, not mine. Certainly we have a heavenly Father, and he gave his Son for us, and his will for us is best. Not our will. Thy will be done. And then the person who prays this prayer will be a person of dependence. Give us this day our daily bread. Now you see, we have come to our own personal needs in the middle of this model prayer. God's order of things takes first precedence in our lives. We should be concerned about his will for our lives. Not that our lives might simply be tranquil or even fruitful, but that they might be in accordance with the will of God. But now, at last, in the prayer, we come to our needs. And the man or the person who prays this prayer is a person of dependence. Give us this day our daily bread. We don't have to pray this prayer very often in America, do we? I don't know that I have ever been required to pray this prayer. But I will tell you this, it does indicate our need and our dependence upon him. Give us this day our daily bread. We're to ask for the needs of the day. God wants to hear our needs. He wants us to be specific in our needs, that he might meet those needs, and we might know when our prayers are answered. Give us this day our daily bread. And it goes beyond bread. You can be sure of that. Our daily needs. We need guidance, as we were mentioning on our last broadcast. We need strength. Oh, of all the things that we need, now we have come at last to our dependence upon God. And then the person who prays this prayer will be a person of forgiveness. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. A person of forgiveness? Yes. We should be persons of forgiveness. God has forgiven us. He gave his Son to die for our sins on the cross so we could go to heaven if we want to. And why wouldn't we want to? He gave his Son to pay the penalty for our sins. The way is paid to heaven. God has done all, and I say this in reverence, God has done all that he can do for you and me to get to heaven. He gave his Son to die for our sins. He removed that barrier. Now he has forgiven us. He wants us to grow into his character. And this prayer will indeed move us in that direction. This is a model prayer. And the person who prays the prayer will be a person of forgiveness. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Now, if we forgive our debtors as he has forgiven us, we will forgive them completely. But that is the Lord's instruction. This governs our relationship with our brothers and sisters in Christ, and perhaps with those that do not know the Lord, perhaps those that mistreat us, and we're told in the Scriptures to pray for them. And then you and I, as we pray this prayer, must be a person of humility. The prayer is, deliver us from evil. In other words, we're saying in a very, very indirect way, Lord, I can't cope with the evil that's in the world. I can't cope with the circumstances that overcome me. You are the God of circumstances. And when I pray to you, you can change the circumstances. Deliver us from evil. The person who prays this prayer will be delivered from evil, and he will be rather delivered from a proud spirit as he prays, deliver us from evil. And then the person who prays this prayer will be a person of worship. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now you notice, please, that God starts this prayer with His goodness, Our Father, which art in heaven, and He ends this prayer with His glory. And sandwiched in between those wonderful facts, His goodness as our Father and His glory as the power to accomplish our prayers, as the power to deliver us from evil. That one, that wonderful person, God Himself, in the middle of this prayer, we have our daily needs. Now you will notice, as we went through the prayer, that if you and I pray after the manner of this prayer, now I'm not suggesting that you and I know it's done in public, it's not that suggested that you and I just pray this prayer every day that we pray by rote, for the words will become meaningless. God wants us to pray in a very, very specific way using our words. He wants the response of our hearts. He says in the scripture, Son, give me thine heart. He wants that. He wants us just to tell Him what we need, and He wants us to put it into our words. I would not suggest that you and I pray this prayer as a matter of rote daily as we come into the presence of God. Not that it would be wrong to do so, but He wants us to pray after this manner. This prayer will do something for you and for me. It has been said, and I believe it's to be true, that God is doing far more in us than He'll ever do through us. And if you and I pray this wonderful prayer, this model prayer, you and I indeed will be the better for it. We will grow into God's character. We will grow into the character of our Lord Jesus, who always did those things that pleased His Father. We will grow into His character in forgiving others. And the Lord said on the cross, those that crucified Him, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Oh, if you and I pray after the manner of this prayer, if we use it as a model and model our prayers after this, when we pray in with the realization we're going into the presence of a holy God. Pray with faith, and as we have said down through the course of this study, pray with a sense of dependence. Pray with a sense of forgiveness. Pray with a sense of humility. Father, I can't cope with these things. Deliver us from the evil. Then the climax of the prayer is, Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. He is the one who can do something about our difficulties. What a model. May we pattern our prayers after this model. Our Father, we do thank You today for this wonderful prayer that our Lord gave His disciples. Help us to pray in faith, and help us to pray in power. We ask in Christ's name. Amen.